PGA star Scottie Scheffler roasts reporter at Masters, terrible question. Awful. By Warner Todd Houston on April 12, 2026. Scottie Scheffler, one of the world's top golfers, took a swing Saturday at the awful question asked by a member of the sports media after the third round of this year's Masters tournament. Scheffler had not been doing well in the first two rounds. But in round three he came roaring back to end just four strokes behind the leaders, Rory McIlroy and Cameron Young. But when it came time to take questions from the media, at least one of the reporters set the golf pro off, the New York Post reported. The question came from Jason Sobel of SiriusXM and CBS Sports, who asked, "That was a 65 today. What did it feel like it could have or should have been? That's just a terrible question. Next question. Awful." An annoyed Scheffler replied. Reporter, that was a 65 today. What did it feel like it could have or should have been? Scottie Scheffler, that's a terrible question. Next question. Awful. At the masterspick.twitter.com/UUA6CVSML. Flushing It, at Flushing It Golf, April 11, 2026. Despite his first reaction, it was reported that Scheffler later said the question wasn't that bad, and he apologized for his peak. The reporter also said that he didn't take it personally and that he does not feel Scheffler dislikes him. "We've always gotten along well and he answered my next question a minute later, so. No," Sobel said to a fan who asked if he thinks the golfer has a personal issue with the reporter. Still, the golfer's own comment probably led the reporter to ask the question he asked. At one point, Scheffler expressed disappointment in the round himself, and said, "It wasn't maybe that bad, but it definitely could have been lower." Scheffler is currently sitting at 7-under overall with Young and McIlroy each at 11-under. The New Jersey-born pro has won the green jacket twice before. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.